This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live.
You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to hop in there and join us, the us tonight. It's me, Ian.
It's me, Vincent.
And Daryl.
Vincent, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back behind a mic.
You're back behind a mic. You also took basically a few weeks off for winter break. You're a college student, and you left Keene, so it's hard to do a show when you don't have a nice studio to do it in. But you're actually going to be sitting in for Conan until further notice here on Wednesday nights. He's got... he's a postal carrier. For those that hear us normally on Wednesdays, and where's Conan? He's filling in for a woman who slipped on some ice out here and broke her vertebrae or something like that, or neck collarbone or something bad.
She broke something. Yeah. Can't do the mailman job anymore.
Something neck slash
male person, Daryl. You don't want to use gendered language. Male person.
I'm sorry. Female man.
Right. So so he's now doing like 7 days a week for the post office and just can't make it in tonight. So and you actually went up to Canada recently.
Where he's from.
Right. But he went up during the holidays where, of course, they just legalized cannabis. So
is he old enough?
Yes.
Well, until the current government, the current provincial government in Quebec is considering, and I think they're planning on raising the age from 18, which you could currently buy cannabis in the province of Quebec, to 21.
Okay. Yeah, their implementation seems to be tweaked towards being more conservative than some of the other provinces, some of the comments.
Yeah, and I thought some of the provinces already had like a 19 or 21.
Some are 19,
age.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, it's because usually Quebec has been run either by the Parti Québécois or the Parti Liberal. In this case, the sort of center-right or just centrist, I mean, in Canadian politics, Coalition Avenir Quebec, they took control over it. So they're going to platform is, I guess, sort of like moderate Republican compared to, I guess, the U.S.
Are they the secessionists or no?
They're sovereignists, I believe, so they believe Quebec should have special privileges in the Canadian Confederation.
But not leave Canada,
yeah, because, you know, there's too much money in that. Parti Québécois, the Péquistes, that's the separatist party.
Yeah, I, for some reason, thought that there were, like, three different secessionist parties in Quebec, but they all disagreed of what to do after secession.
Yeah, that's, there's two main ones. There's Parti Québécois, which is provincial, and then there's Bloc Québécois, which is the, it's in the National Assembly, or the National Parliament, that's what it
Got
is.
Got it.
So, you were up there, it's 18 right now, you're 20, did you go to one of these stores? I mean, what happened?
Well, I considered...
Government run there, right?
Yes, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Because some of the provinces, they've allowed for private operation of the establishments that sell cannabis, but in Quebec, it's government.
Yes, yeah, it's similar to how the liquor stores are run there, so it's all government. I really wanted to go and check one out, and I considered going, but they had such erratic hours. Like, it was like a Saturday or a Sunday, and it closed at 4.
Typical government store. I remember being in Toronto. That's Ontario province, right?
Yes.
And Ontario province is one of the other ones where it's government-run stores. In fact, that's where they were just screwing up royally. They'd run out of cannabis, like, immediately on day number one. And
ironically, at 4:20, I think it was, or was that a different province?
I don't know, but it was ridiculous.
There was one where there were the news reports of, yep, ironically enough, at 4:20 in the afternoon, we ran out of cannabis.
And their website was backed up and broken, and the deliveries were delayed, and there was like a postal service protest going on, or some kind of a, you know, the workers were protesting during the holidays, and it was just an absolute cluster F. There in Ontario province. Hadn't heard that much about how it went in Quebec province, but regardless, it doesn't surprise me because I remember visiting Toronto, and that's when I learned that they had the government-run beer and wine stores.
When were you allowed to visit Toronto?
This was more than a decade ago. This was probably 2008.
Okay.
Went there for actually a rave with my girlfriend at the time. and they had these government-run beer and wine slash liquor stores. I don't think they could even sell. If I recall correctly, we actually went into a convenience store. They can't even sell it in convenience stores there, whereas like here in New Hampshire, the government has a big control over liquor,
right.
But they do allow convenience stores and grocery stores to sell the beer and the wine.
Right.
But here, you had to go to the government store, and it was just like that. They closed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so we tried to go, and we were there like 6 or 7 or whatever, figuring it's a liquor store. It's going to be open. No, it wasn't. Whereas in Massachusetts, when Daryl, you and I went down there to check out Green Tuesday, the very first day of legal cannabis sales in east of the Mississippi in the United States, they were open from 8 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Those people want to serve their customers.
Yes.
These government agents, they don't care about that. You come when they say they're going to be open.
And if I really wanted to, I obviously would have been able to get, so I just had to go to a different part of a city or wake up earlier and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I checked for prices online on their Bare Bones website, and I mean, compared to what I've heard, you know, prices are in the black market, it absolutely wasn't worth it. And, you know, I just...
More expensive.
Yeah. So instead I just went to went to a few bars and pubs and had a, you know, the traditional good old legal time.
Right, because you can drink at age 18 in Canada. So anyway, we can continue here. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Now, anything interesting happen at the border on the way in?
Oh, yes.
Way out? You always got to ask somebody about what the border experience was like.
The way out was easy. Usually it's easier going in. Right?
Into the U.S.?
Into Canada because the Border Patrol are not, you know, Canadians are much nicer,
nicer.
And also, and I always go there for travel, right? I always travel for holidays. Mm-hmm. But so going in and out, because I usually go to the smaller stations, that wasn't an issue. But on the way into Canada, there's a Border Patrol, or I forget exactly who there was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the U.S. Border Patrol. There's like a car parked right in front of, on the street, right, or on the road. And so my mother's driving.
At the checkpoint or before the checkpoint?
Like a few hundred feet before. And so this man's holding, you know, like an automatic shotgun with the shells in the holder. So it was like a scene out of like a third world country or something.
Wow.
Like, you know, they're going to rob us or something. And I'm panicking. I'm like, oh, my God, this is it. I've seen the Godfather. I know what they're going to do. And so they stop the car, and then
they're going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Well, no, more like the toll booth scene, you know, where they have the
I've never seen it either.
And so anyways, and so they say, where are you citizen? And I say to my mom, I'm like, you know, you don't have to answer this. It's unconstitutional. And she tells me to be quiet and doesn't want to get in any trouble.
Wait, you don't have to answer that at the actual border?
No, it wasn't the actual border.
Oh.
No, it was a few hundred feet before the border.
That's basically the border.
Yeah, I think that's the border.
Well, I mean, like...
There's like the border crossing area.
If it was a U.S. officer, then you probably might have already even crossed the border at that point, and their checkpoint was a few hundred feet beyond it.
Well, I mean, okay, you would know more than I would. I just didn't understand.
It wasn't
why
a Canadian officer.
No, it was not. It was the U.S. going into Canada, and so I was freaked out by it. I didn't know if something
was going on.
The Canadians
probably aren't going to let a U.S. officer stand with a shotgun inside Canadian territory.
No, obviously not. And so when we went to the Canadian, when we went to the checkpoint, you know, we gave it was fine. Where are you going? What are you bringing? And my mother asked. She said, "Hey, do you know what they're doing over there? What's that all about?" And the Canadian officer said, "I don't know. They didn't tell us."
I know in Derby Line / Stansted, which
in
is
Vermont,
Quebec.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be like one community that just happened to be divided by the border.
Right.
Neither checkpoint is right on the border.
That's correct.
They're both several hundred feet away.
Yeah, there's. I remember when I was at Derby Line. There's actually a short documentary about it on the Free Keen YouTube channel. Just search for Derby Line, or Derby Line Free Keen, and on YouTube, and you'll find it. There was. There's a bridge that you go over a river of some sort, and so presumably the river is the border at that point. And then you've got to walk a little ways before you actually get to the border patrol installation.
And then there are other spots where it's just, you know, like, here's some potted plants designating the border.
Yep.
And there's, you know, a big, huge, giant sign on the American side. It's illegal to cross here, blah, da, 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 da. And on the Canadian side, it's like, oh, if you happen to cross here, just kindly go over and see the border agent, eh?
Yeah, that's a pretty good explanation of it. So you got through, everything was okay. They didn't actually search, toss the car or anything like that?
No, no. It would have wasted their time.
Now, at the border, one of the concerns that those of us in the United States who care about freedom should have, besides the fact that the border exists, is the idea that they can search your devices at the border. And there's a federal court case, I don't know if it has to do with the border itself, but within the United States, about your ability or the police's ability or lack thereof for them to force you to use biometric identification like your fingerprint.
And this is huge.
To open your phone.
Yes,
to
this
unlock
is a
it.
Huge decision.
This is, and we'll tell you what it's about and share that with you on the way tonight. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us on Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
SmartCash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. SmartCash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into any one of those, and you'll get on the air with us here. You'll sound almost like you are sitting in the studio, as a matter of fact. AnyPay.global. You can go to AnyPay.global if you are a business owner, maybe a manager, but probably you should be the owner. Somebody who wants to start accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale in real life. And they're working on something. I don't know how much I can say about it, but they're working on something for internet businesses.
Ooh.
Who would like to accept cryptocurrency. Now, obviously, there's a bevy of choices out there for this, but they've already done an integration with a fairly big e-tailer, and I can't say which one, but I was impressed when I saw it. And I asked them, can I talk about it? And they said, no, not yet, because we just started. I'm sure they want to make sure the bugs or whatever kinks get worked out, but it was pretty good news. I'll let you know when we know. But for right now, if you got a real life business, go to anypay.global and you can get signed up super easy. There's all you need is your username and password and you're in. Then you put your cryptocurrency wallet address into the settings page and then put the app on your device at the checkout. And that's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency super easy within minutes of having gone to anypay.global. Unlike, let's say, credit card companies that, you got to apply and that's probably going to take you an hour and then they got to approve your application. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. And then you got to go and jump through hoops and get the machine and get all kinds of, KYC.
Well, I've even noticed some of the quote unquote competitors to AnyPay that to sign up, you have to send them an email saying, I want to sign up, and then wait on them to get back to you to let you actually sign up.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many controls, it's ridiculous. So go to anypay.global, and you will feel way more free because you're accepting cryptocurrency, and you didn't really have to ask anybody's permission to do it. It's anypay.global. As we go to the story here that I've actually had for a few days, and it's an important piece, so I'm glad we're finally going to get it to you, from Forbes.com, Thomas Brewster reporting, where a California judge has ruled that American cops can't force people to unlock their mobile phone with their face or finger. The ruling goes further to protect people's private lives from government searches than any previous ruling and is being hailed as a potentially landmark decision.
Right. So prior to this decision, and I'm going to assume that this is out of the district court, it's not the full Ninth Circuit.
Yes, Northern District of California.
Yeah, so prior to this decision, the federal courts across multiple districts have consistently ruled that there's things you know and things you have. So a password or a PIN code.
A thing you know.
Or, yeah, that's a thing you know. A finger, a retina scan, take a picture of your face. That's a thing you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they've ruled that, well, cops can't force you to give over information that you have, but they can force you to hand over something, a physical thing that you have. So fingerprint, picture, retina, etc. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens, and I'm fairly confident that this is going to work its way up
to the Supreme Court.
Probably to the Supreme Court. It's going to be interesting to see what if the Supreme Court decides to hear the case.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be interesting to see what happens as it works its way, as it works its way through the courts.
Previously, U.S. judges had ruled that police were allowed to force unlock devices, meaning to literally take your hand and put your finger onto the
because scanner. A finger is something you have.
Devices like Apple's iPhone with biometrics, such as fingerprints, faces, or even irises. That was despite the fact that feds weren't permitted to force a suspect to divulge their passcode.
Because that's a thing you know, and you can forget a thing you know.
But according to this ruling, uncovered by Forbes, and then they do actually link to that, all logins are equal. The order came from the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California in the denial of a search warrant for an unspecified property in Oakland. The warrant was filed as part of an investigation into a Facebook extortion crime in which a victim was asked to pay up or have an embarrassing video of them publicly released. The cops had some suspects in mind and wanted to raid their property. In doing so, the feds also wanted to open up any phone on the premises via facial recognition, a fingerprint, or iris. When the judge agreed that investigators had shown probable cause to search the property, or that while they'd shown probable cause to search the property, they didn't have the right to open all devices inside by forcing unlocks with biometric features. On the one hand, Magistrate Judge Candace Westmore ruled the request was overbroad, as it was, quote, neither limited to a particular person nor a particular device. But in a more significant part of the ruling, Westmore declared that the government didn't have the right, even with a warrant, to force suspects to incriminate themselves by unlocking their devices with their biological features. Now, previously, courts had decided that biometric features, unlike passcodes, were not, quote, testimonial. That was because a suspect would have to willingly and verbally give up a passcode, which is not the case with biometrics. It's another way of explaining what we
right. The thing you have or the thing you know.
A password was therefore deemed as testimony, but body parts were not, and so therefore not granted Fifth Amendment protections against self-incrimination. That created a paradox, according to Forbes. How could a passcode be treated differently to a finger or face when any of the three could be used to unlock a device and expose a user's private life? And that's just what Westmore focused on in her ruling, declaring that technology is outpacing the law. The judge wrote that fingerprints and face scans were not the same as physical evidence when considered in a context where those body features would be used to unlock a phone. She wrote in her decision, quote, if a person cannot be compelled to provide a passcode because it's a testimonial communication, a person cannot be compelled to provide one's finger, thumb, iris, face, or other biometric feature to unlock that same device.
Now, I pulled up, and I'm glad Forbes linked over to
the decision.
I've been scanning through it here, and something very interesting is mentioned here. It says, hold on, let me scroll back here. Courts have an obligation to safeguard constitutional rights and cannot permit those rights to be diminished merely due to the advancement of technology.
And wow, that's a refreshing statement.
And then it cites several different court rulings, has another couple of quotes, and then says citizens do not contemplate waiving their civil rights when using new technology,
mm-hmm.
and the Supreme Court has concluded that to find otherwise would leave individuals at the mercy of advancing technology.
Yeah, that's true. Most people don't think when they get their phone, will the police legally be able to force me to unlock this device? Maybe I should consider that when I, you know, decide how to lock the device. They don't
right.
think about that stuff.
Right. Like, I have a phone that does have
mm-hmm.
fingerprint unlocking. I've intentionally not turned it on.
Because you know. You are paying attention to the news. You are probably of 1% of the United States population
right.
that is aware of these court decisions.
Right. Yeah, and I'm also aware that, you know, sometimes accidents happen and fingerprints get burned off.
That's true as well. There's more coming up. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But the good news is, Daryl, you can also do both. You can still have the punch code
yes.
and the fingerprint if you wanted to. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Got more from the decision on the way. And your thoughts. Welcome.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump met with Democrats and Republicans today at the White House. This as a new U.S.-bound caravan that formed in Honduras, quickly grew to around 2,000 people and is making its way toward Mexico. Nelly Jarez is the Foreign Affairs Vice Minister for Honduras. She was on Fox News.
If they sell a dream to these persons, they think it's true, that they're going to make it. And the thing is that they don't make it, and that's the reality. They cross over, they get to the United States, and then in a couple of months, they are deported.
Attorney General nominee William Barr's Senate confirmation hearings appear to be going smoothly, and it looks like he will be confirmed. Former Attorney General John Ashcroft says Barr will be devoted to the Constitution.
When he said he wouldn't be bullied by the Congress or the press or the president, he was really signaling that his orientation is to the law.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about a pretty important court decision. Now, it was just a federal court, lower court, district court there in Northern California that made the decision, but it's a big change to previous court decisions regarding whether or not the police can force you to unlock a phone with biometric data, so fingerprint, iris scan. I've never heard of phones doing iris scans, but you know,
facial recognition.
Facial recognition.
Yeah, I don't know if any phones currently do it, but it is something that you know,
could be done.
Retina scans do exist for certain things.
Correct. So saying it essentially that this is. According to the story here over at Forbes, that whether it is your password or whether it is a piece of your body, some sort of physical evidence, that to this judge, it's all the same. She says,
And I also think the reason they're listing iris scan is because they are referring to biometrics.
Right.
And
they're including all of the known biometrics.
Here are all of the things that we know of that could possibly be used as biometric information.
Correct. Quote from the judge, if a person cannot be compelled to provide a passcode because it's a testimonial communication, a person cannot be compelled to provide one's finger, thumb, iris, face, or other biometric feature to unlock that same device. Now, I doubt she's going to address this question, but what if you're asleep? So if it's illegal for the police to grab your arm while you're, you know, sitting on a, you know, you're sitting at an interrogation table, and they're like, all right, you need to unlock that phone, and they grab your hand and put it, you know, put your finger on the device.
And if you're asleep, it would also be illegal.
Sure, but you wouldn't know at that point. So, I mean, that's my concern. Is
right, but there are people that have their rights violated, and they don't find out for years in some cases.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you would find out if they use
it. It would be a violation.
Yeah.
And you would later find out.
If they use the information against you in some sort of charge. The undersigned finds that a biometric feature is analogous to the 20 nonverbal physiological responses elicited during a polygraph test, which are used to determine guilt or innocence and are considered testimonial.
Polygraphs have also been thrown out in a number of states because they're largely unreliable.
That's correct.
Because it really is based upon heart rate and breathing.
It can
and
be manipulated.
If you get really angry because the guy's just asking you a bunch of stupid questions with the intent to get you angry, it's going to, oh, elevated heart rate. Your palms are starting to sweat. You must be lying. You're guilty.
Not necessarily. If a person, let's see here, according to the story at Forbes, there were other ways to, or that the government could get access to relevant data in the Facebook extortion case that do not trample on the Fifth Amendment, said the judge. They could, for instance, ask Facebook to provide messenger communications, she suggested. Here's a hint. Don't use Facebook if you want secret communications. If you have something that is important that you not have other people read, especially the police, don't send it over Facebook.
Right. Do you want to use something encrypted?
Yes. Now, of course, there's nothing perfect, and if they've, you know, cracked your phone or the NSA has secret access or whatever, then it probably won't matter what you use. But you can take a few basic steps to give you a little bit of extra privacy with your communications. When you're on Facebook, you have no privacy. It's just not there.
Right.
So she said Facebook, according to the story, Facebook's been willing to hand over messages like that in a significant number of previous cases that Forbes has reviewed. Over recent years, the government has drawn criticism for its smartphone searches. In 2016, Forbes uncovered a search warrant not dissimilar to the one in California. Again, in the Golden State, the feds wanted to go onto a premises and force unlock devices with fingerprints, regardless of what phones or who was inside. Andrew Crocker, senior staff attorney at the digital rights nonprofit Electronic Frontier Foundation, said the latest California ruling went a step further than he'd seen other courts go. In particular, Judge Westmore observed alphanumeric passcodes and biometrics serve the same purpose in unlocking phones. While that's a fairly novel conclusion, conclusion, this is from EFF, it's important that courts are beginning to look at these issues on their own terms. In its recent decisions, the Supreme Court has made clear that digital searches raise serious privacy concerns that didn't exist in the age of physical search. A full forensic search of a cell phone reveals far more than a pat-down of a suspect's pockets during an arrest, for example.
Now, I've got a few more quotes here from the decision.
Sure.
That I find very fascinating. Judge Chess says, the government acknowledges there are times when the device will not accept the biometric feature and require the user to type the passcode.
Correct.
So, as Vincent mentioned, if the phone restarts, you've got to type in the passcode.
Sometimes if you error it too many times, it'll also lock it out.
And then you could also, I think, several phones allow this, where you do what's referred to as two-factor authentication, where you do, say, a fingerprint and a passcode.
Oh, really?
There are some phones that do allow for that. Continuing on here says, this is no doubt a security feature to ensure that someone without the passcode cannot readily access the contents of the phone. Indeed, the government expresses some urgency with the need to compel the use of biometric features to bypass the need to enter a passcode. The urgency appears to be rooted in the government's inability to compel the production of the passcode under the current jurisprudence. And then it goes down. Secondly, requiring someone to affix their finger or thumb to a digital device is fundamentally different than requiring a suspect to submit to fingerprinting. A finger or thumb scan to unlock a device indicates that the device belongs to the particular person. In other words, the act concedes that the phone was in the possession and control of the suspect.
Because you could have had a phone that wasn't yours, I guess, right?
Yeah. And like, let's say that you leave your phone somewhere, and mm-hmm. I'm just returning it to you. I get pulled over for something.
Yeah, like, they tell you to open the phone up.
Oh, somebody driving this car was alleged to have robbed a bank or planned this, blah, 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 blah. Unlock mm-hmm. the phone. Well, it's not my phone. Unlock the phone. I can't unlock this phone.
Right, and so being able to put your finger on there by force and then opening the phone would then confirm it is your phone, and if
would
if
either it confirm phone, that it is or right. is not,
and that could be used. Then that evidence can all be used against you.
Right, and then she's got more quotes and much longer. It's a 9-page decision here,
so it's relatively
not that
short,
long
as far as
relatively
court
short,
go.
But as far as just continuing to read what she wrote.
Yeah, no. She is, by the way, a magistrate judge, as the final paragraph points out here. That is basically the lowest form of a federal judge. She could be, of course, overturned by a district court judge, as happened in Illinois in 2017 with a similar ruling. The best advice for anyone concerned about government overreach into their smartphones: stick to a strong alphanumeric passcode that you won't be compelled to disclose. So I think that's good advice here. This by no means is, this isn't the Supreme Court, and it's a very, very long way from here to the Supreme Court. Whether or not anybody is going to appeal this ruling is another question. We don't know.
I believe they will wind up appealing.
Yeah, because it's no skin on their back.
Well, and it also conflicts with existing court precedent.
Right.
And, while this ruling can't be used outside of the Northern District of California mm-hmm. as precedent, it could be looked at as judicially significant in other cases.
Yeah. So there's the news for you. If you want to comment on security, your thoughts are certainly welcome here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, I brought this up sort of in the context of, Vincent, your trip to Canada and experiences at the border. This doesn't likely apply to the border, would be my guess, because there have been other rulings that say that a Border Patrol agent can demand you give them a passcode to get into your phone.
Right.
You can refuse the demand, but they then confiscate your phone.
Correct.
And good luck getting it back.
Because courts have consistently ruled that basically the Constitution doesn't apply
at the border,
and you have no rights.
At the border. Yeah.
Yes.
They still hold on to the idea that you have rights within the United States, kind of.
To some extent.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can join us here. More coming up. Your thoughts welcome on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up here tonight, I know, Vincent, you had some interesting news about, what was it, Cortez? This Ocasio-Cortez wants to destroy the progressive movement?
Oh, no, she wants to run a train on it.
Okay, we'll talk more about that on the way. Plus, Daryl, speaking of news, fake news, you wanted to get into who is it that's sharing this fake news? We're going to get into that coming up. But you had something else that you wanted to highlight from this judge's decision before we get into your calls, which we're going to take next.
Yeah, so we, covered some excerpts from the decision. There is a story from Forbes, and in the conclusion, she says, for the reasons, and again, nine-page decision here. Conclusion, for the reasons set forth above, the government search warrant application is denied. The government may not compel or otherwise utilize fingers, thumbs, facial recognition, optical, iris, or any other biometric features to unlock electronic devices. Furthermore, the government may only seize those digital devices that law enforcement reasonably believes are owned and or possessed by the two suspects named in the affidavit.
Okay.
The government may submit a new search warrant application consistent with this order. Finally, the undersigned hereby seals the search warrant application, including all attachments thereto. This order, however, is a matter of public record and shall accordingly be issued a case number and docketed by the clerk of the court.
So the idea being that she restricted them from being able to snatch up every single device.
Right.
In
so
the
there's
house.
The much broader thing where the court said, yeah, you can't use fingers, thumbs, etc. Oh, and by the way, as it applies to this specific case, rewrite your search warrant and only take the things that you reasonably believe belong to the people that are the suspects.
Now, of course, they're going to say everything they thought believed, well, they believed everything belonged to the suspects.
Everything in the apartment building. Yeah.
But, certainly is a stronger argument if the person has it in their back pocket as opposed to, a phone sitting on a coffee table
right,
where nobody's around it. So, interesting case. If we hear more, we're certainly going to let you know. If you hear more, before we do, you can call in and bring us the news. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Tom is in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Vincent, and Daryl.
Yeah, this afternoon, I was driving down Canal Street in Nashua, and I had to make a right turn onto Main Street. Well, there was a police car in the left lane, and I pulled up in the right lane, and, of course, it was a red light, so I stopped. And somebody behind me was honking their horn. And I guess they didn't know much about the traffic laws in New Hampshire, but when the light turned green, I went ahead and made the right turn, and the car...
Wait, you're not allowed to turn right on red in New Hampshire?
Well, listen, see, I turned right on green... to go north on the main street, and the cop car activated the emergency light and pulled somebody over. Checked him, saw in the rearview mirror. I think it was the same car that was honking the horn.
Mm-hmm.
See, in the state of New Hampshire, it's illegal to turn right on red if there are crosswalk lights that are not in steady don't walk mode. And that is a
crosswalk lights that aren't in don't walk mode. Meaning, if somebody is crossing at a crosswalk when there's the little the walk icon, you can't turn right then.
If there's doesn't matter whether there's anybody in the crosswalk or not. The
ridiculous.
There are crosswalk lights. They have to be in steady don't walk mode. I knew nothing about that until a few years ago when my son was in driver ed.
Huh.
And he told me about it, and you know the funny thing is I was teaching him how to drive. But in any case...
Now, I know that there are some intersections where they'll have the right turn arrow. And if that is red, then you can't turn.
And some intersections have a sign that say no turn on or you know, no right turn on red. I've seen that as well. And it just makes no sense at all. I mean, I'm sorry. It's one of the easiest turns that anybody can ever make is to turn right on red. All you got to do is look and make sure nobody's coming, you know, careening into you.
Yeah.
And you can
now,
turn right.
I do understand that there are times where there might be a visual obstruction where you can't necessarily see. And in that case, be safe. Don't do it.
That makes sense. No doubt about it. In the case I'm talking about, there's no visual obstruction whatsoever.
There's no visual obstruction, but you cannot turn right on red. Well, if there are crosswalk lights, they have to be in steady don't walk mode.
Huh.
And a lot, you see, they told the cops about it, and they told the driver ed teachers about it, but nobody told everybody else about it. And
well, you're supposed to find out the hard way when you get a ticket.
Or if you listen to Free Talk Live and some blabbermouth calls up and goes on the air and tells everybody, you know, about it. It reveals one of the, see, and ignorance of the law, not only is... No excuse, but then when I checked the state's website to tell you the exact RSA, well, it's in the driver ed handbook that's online, but it's not in, they didn't update the statute.
And it's not in the statutes.
The statute
right, so the statutes authorize the DMV to create a bunch of rules that they can just do on a whim. They don't have to ask any politicians
for it. It hasn't been updated in the statute thing that's online that has the disclaimer that says you can't really go by this one as a legal document. This is just for your easy reference. I took a look at that one, and under RSA 625.10, which is what anybody would look under, it doesn't say anything about crosswalk lights having to be in steady don't walk mode. So even if you check the statutes online...
I can't stand these stupid laws that prohibit people from using common sense. Thank you for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. The RSAs don't matter to me, and they don't matter to most of our listeners. But certainly everybody out there knows that there's a bunch of dumb traffic laws that have absolutely nothing to do with common sense. Like, oh, I don't know, stopping at a stoplight in the middle of the night when there's no one on the roads. I don't mind stopping so I can look around to make sure that there's no one coming.
Right.
But I'll blow right through those things after I've stopped to check. I'm going through because I got better things to do than sit around at an empty intersection and wait for some automated system to detect that I'm there,
right,
then change the light, then go. I mean, how much time do people lose from their productive lives because of these stupid obedience devices that they're just supposed to follow without any kind of thought?
I have a bunch of Europeans and Canadians telling me how roundabouts are like, you know, there's more in like Europe and Canada.
Are there?
That there's people from the U.S. just don't understand them, that they're much better than lights. You don't get the...
They are better, in my opinion.
And somewhere I read, like, the U.S. has the most amount of traffic laws, and yet it also, compared to, you know, like Europe or wherever, but they also have the most amount of traffic fatalities or traffic accidents also.
Right, because, well, there's laws to protect people from running over pedestrians. Whereas in certain towns in Europe, they've just gotten rid of all of the speed limit signs in downtown areas. They've gotten rid of some of the crosswalk stuff. They've gotten rid of a lot of the things. People are actually paying attention.
Right, because they're at a higher risk.
They're not in this false sense of security.
Right, well, at least they feel as though they're at a higher risk because it's a false sense of security. There have been studies done on this as well in some of these European towns. I feel like Denmark was one of the places. I mean, just think about it. If you take away, let's go to the cliff, right? You're driving on a road, there's a cliff nearby. Yep. Highly treacherous, right? But the government has put up barriers along the side of where the cliff is, so people will drive faster on that area of the road because than they normally would,
right?
You know, because they feel like the barrier is a protective factor, and so therefore they can take the higher risk of, well, I'll just go ahead and drive faster. There's a barrier there. Whereas if there weren't a barrier there, you better believe people be real concerned for where their car was in relation to the road as they're trying to navigate whatever twists and turns you're going around this road.
I don't know if you've ever been up Mount Washington.
No,
I've
not.
Where there are a lot of sections of that on this winding road. They say it's a two-lane road. Mm. Cars are going both ways. It's barely a one-lane road.
Really?
But they've got traffic going both ways. Lots of sections. There's no barrier on the side because there's not room.
And so you're at risk. And so maybe
and people are driving, you know, 10, 15 miles an hour, so it takes a long time to get up that six-mile road.
That's a great point. I always saw those bumper stickers around. What is it? My car survived?
Yeah, my car made the trip.
Made the trip?
My car climbed, not Washington.
Right. And I always wondered, like, so? A bunch of people have done that. But now you're making it more clear to me, Daryl, that there's actually some risk involved in driving the car up Mount Washington. So maybe that sticker is actually somewhat meaningful. Like, you actually accomplished something. You didn't go careening.
I wouldn't drive up it.
Really? Did you go with somebody else driving?
Yes, okay. Former TSA George, who's now Uber George.
Yes. All right, toll-free number here if you want to join us. Hour number two coming up. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to talk about fake news. A lot of people talked about fake news in the last year, and Daryl, you've got a study about it.
Yes.
Who's sharing it? Which, of course, people sharing fake news makes it worse. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Hour two's next.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.